we sure didn't.
You ever heard of bottom land or low land?
Yes, ma'am.
Bottoms?
Yeah. My granddaddy Summerall had some land next to the creek that they call the bottom land.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might not be good for anything but raising grass or clover or alfalfa for hay?
Well, all I'd know to call it would be pasture land.
Okay. And land that's got water standing in it for most of the time.
I don't know. You mean all over it?
Well, not so that it's a lake or anything, but just standing on it.
I don't really know what you'd call it. I guess I should know, but I don't. Right now, I can't think.
Are you talking about a swamp or a marsh or?
Yeah, out in the woods. That's what you would call it. You know, not in the field.
What would you call it out in the woods?
Well, out next to the creek or where the water was, it'd be a swamp or a marsh or. Down about 3 miles below here, there's a place back in Big Creek Swamp that you can't go there because if you walk on it, you'll go down and there's no chance to get out. I don't think any people have ever got in it because everybody down around there knows where it is and avoids it. But there's been cows get in it. They call it a suck hole or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about a place out in the field where you could get your tractor stuck?
I guess you just call that a bog.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of those little things, you animal sort of things that you find in a stream that they have these little claws on them or pinchers?
Crawfish?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of kind of land called that?
Yeah, down in Louisiana, they have a place down there. I reckon that's about all it grows down there is crawfish, and those coonies down there eat them.
And the what?
Coonies.
What's that?
It's those French people that have settled down in there. They've got another name, but our granddaughter married one of them, and we call him a coonie, and I guess it just...
Never heard that name.
You haven't.
I wouldn't know. They're not any French around.
Well, these are French that have been there since the time that the poem Evangeline was written. You know, they were in there then, and they've been in there ever since. In those swamps, they just live in, I guess they have their houses out on land, but then they just go in boats and anything they can catch, I reckon they eat it, anything that doesn't eat them first. Mm-hmm. They eat turtles and crawfish and shrimp and just anything that raises in water. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the name coonie got started, but that it was them catching coons, you know, and maybe eating them.
But did you ever, going back to this crawfish business, did you ever hear of crawfish land?
Well, nothing, only just places where close to water where they'd build those. Have you ever seen a place where they'd build up a thing about this high, look like a chimney with a hole in the middle of it?